welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we hear from Deborah Wilhelm, a professor of homiletics and co-author of Preaching Matters, a Praxis for Preachers. Deborah lives in Fall Creek, Oregon, and her preaching is entitled Just Another Preaching Class.
A reading from the first letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians. When I came to you, brothers and sisters, I did not come proclaiming the mystery of God to you in lofty words or wisdom, for I decided to know nothing among you except Jesus Christ and Him crucified. And I came to you in weakness and in fear and in much trembling. My speech and my proclamation were not with plausible words of wisdom, but with a demonstration of the Spirit and of power, so that your faith might rest not on human wisdom, but on the power of God. The Word of the Lord. A bunch of deacon candidates and lay preachers and I were just assembling in the church nave that we had borrowed for preaching practice when cars began to arrive in the parking lot. Our preaching class was accidentally double booked with a funeral. My students and I were all at least 2 hours from home, but we noticed a classroom just off to the side of the nave and the door was unlocked. So we slipped in there to hold class and practice. Unfortunately, what looked like a classroom turned out to be the cry room. You probably saw that coming. And we soon discovered that one entire wall of this room was a curtainless window and that we couldn't turn off the sound system and that we were highly visible. So when the liturgy began, we became impromptu mourners at the funeral of a woman whom none of us had met. Anonymous participants from the cry room. It was a lovely mass and drawing to a close when the woman's brother came to the ambo. And that's when it happened. He spoke briefly about his sister's short life, her physical suffering, her intellectual disabilities, her love of sunshine and flowers, how much pleasure she took in dancing to a piano rendition of a song called Bella's Lullaby from the movie Twilight. If you want to see Christ crucified, he said, look at my sister, because she suffered every day. And if you want to see Christ risen, look at her again, because she laughed and danced every day too. For everyone, just at that instant, the world made sense. The liturgy concluded to the tune of Bella's Lullaby. And for the first time in a long time, I felt in every cell that someone had preached to me a word from the Lord, even though I was just there overhearing it from the cry room. Lots of people who listen here at The Word are preachers by vocation, but actually all of us in Christian community are preachers. This man wasn't a priest, a deacon, or even what most of us would formally call a preacher. He was the brother of a beloved sister. But he understood the mystery of Christ's death and resurrection told with beauty through his witness to her life. And he named the hope of every one of my students there in the cry room, and almost everyone I've ever preached for, and probably every human on the planet, and definitely every crawling thing and swimming thing and flying thing and every atom of tree and rock on earth, and my hope and your hope. that God wants life. God is messenger and message, and we can only hear it or preach it from our own hope, our own participation in God's life. My friends, where today will you hear or overhear that?